All right, listen, y'all know I got to start this show off right. you know, a little bit of Billy Cook, a little bit of Marcel Casanova, maybe even a little bit of, nope, it's going to be a little bit of Cash In. Why? Because family is family, man. It's what it is. This is what this show is about. This show is about family, right? Okay. Well, here it is, Cash In on 5926. Central, I do it for...
Cash. I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it. Tryna be the gold hustle like I'm broke, I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna get a bag, ain't trip on the shit in the past. Cause I know people looking at me, so I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping, I'm interactive, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage, keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the pain, y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes, keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money, ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm jumping, ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one, go and get it, they don't owe me nothing. Got a heart, but it's a broken one. I live for the hood, live for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my raincoat ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm Usain Bolt. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, this my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
Trip seeing them as adults. Now, mine, I see them as adults because I live with them. I see them on a regular, you know, all that. But for the other ones, you know, like Peanut, I remember Peanut was a, you know, little, you know, teenager. So for me to picture them as adults and listen to them as adults, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I expect my children to grow up, but everybody else's kids are supposed to stay the same age that I remember them, if that makes sense.
It happens to me as well. That's why I love looking at my nieces and nephews. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, man, my nephew, you real grown, you know.
Yeah, grown.
Like, for real. But I mean, it's, and it, I also count it as a blessing to even be here to see them grow, grow up. You know, I think about that in, you know, what he would be saying today, seeing all of his grandbabies big and grown, you know. He can't turn the upside down no more, you know, he ain't got to worry about that. But
and if he do have to turn you upside down, it won't be in a good way.
No, it won't.
Not if you're an adult.
Exactly. But I mean, it's exciting though to me, you know, to watch them grow. Even sometimes when I'm in the studio with my son, I'm looking at him. Or Maury is singing. She'll tell you all the school events she sung at, I was crying. I was like, oh, that's my daughter. Oh, my God. My mom tripping. But the girl just sang, like, effortlessly. You know, hit all kinds of octaves and notes and stuff. And I'm sitting there like, she's like, Mama, listen. I'm about to sing, and I need you to not ask for food. I said, not ask. I mean, that's what I do. Ask for food. But, I mean, I
feel what you're saying. I mean, like I say, even with my kids, I feel like,
you grown.
Yeah. And I know Daddy would be hella proud of his kids, too. And it's crazy. Just walking through the house, you know, Chris will come through there, and if he catches you off guard, you think it was Daddy walking through, you know?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Listen, y'all. This is a family show. So that's what we do. We talk about things. Last show we talked around the end of the show. We got to talking about different displays of affection that Twister could have for us that are challenging at times. But we made it through. So tonight, why don't we just get into like some of the businesses that's going on within the family? See, this family, look, you can never get ready for the things that this family does. You really cannot get ready. You can think that you are, but I promise you, you're not. Okay. So let's get into it. Since we have you already on the line,
I was thinking instead of starting with the elder, let's start with the baby.
Okay, let's start with the baby. Okay.
Have you heard the story behind the baby?
No. No.
Huh?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, well. I found out today that was the new title for the owner and operator of
real?
Mahogany Girl Studio. She's the baby. That's her title. She has a title.
Oh, wow.
It's
I mean, rightfully earned, because you are literally the baby.
Well, she claims, okay, so y'all, we have to clarify. She's a twin. She has a twin brother. And she, I'm not going to say claims because that insinuates that it's not true. It's only true to her. So we're going to say that It is said that she allowed her twin brother to come out first because she knew he needed assistance more than she did.
That's the first time I'm hearing of this.
I got that, you know, when I saw her the last time I was visiting. So, according to your twin, she is now the baby. So the baby has a business, and her business is Mahogany Girl Studio. And you're going to have to help me with the technicalities of everything, because in my explanation, she creates the canvases for those who want to have paint parties, you know, and she provides the canvas with the artwork on it, along with the paintbrushes, the paint, the easel, and anything that comes along with it for you to either give it as a gift or purchase multiple for paint parties. So that's the gist of one of the baby's projects. Now, I think she has another project in the works, maybe just on paper or in her mind, but either way, it's in the works. So that's something that's coming up.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much filled up.
Yeah, the baby's twin. The privileged one, the one that should feel privileged that he was let out first.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one. Now, that one is like Billy Cook Sr. pretty much. He's a jack of all trades. But he does woodwork, correct? And does he do anything else? I mean, he does everything. But
yeah,
woodwork is his thing. Shelving, bookshelves, cabinetry. My mom likes to do puzzles. And there was a puzzle in the shape of a football helmet, and then there was one in the shape of a baseball diamond. And he did frames for those. And they were pretty, pretty neat. And he didn't do just the basic square frame that you put the puzzle on and then put the plexiglass over, you know. And no, he did the frame in the shape of the helmet, and it was pretty fly. And you can see it on the Cook the Show family page on Facebook. You know, if you go to Facebook, you can get an idea of that. Is there anything else that he does that, you know, isn't just a hobby or something that he knows how to do? As far as I know, his actual business side, that's going to be his woodwork. And he can pretty much do just, I collect Hot Wheels cars, so I'm thinking about getting him to do me a wooden Hot Wheels car case for my cars that are still in the packages. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that he does. So if there's something that you think you may want done, but you don't know, you have this idea in your head, but you don't know how to put it out there, drop a line in the Cook the Show Facebook page. And he could probably get that done for you. Okay, cool. Who's next in line?
Napoleon.
AKA Marcel Casanova. Besides being an artist and a performing artist and singing, what else does he do? I know he does behind the scenes with music as far as editing.
Yeah,
producing,
mastering, producing.
He does everything, y'all. If it has anything to do with music, he can do it. And he's also a jack of all trades. So, yeah, but professionally, anything that has anything to do with music, Marcel Casanova is the main. Now we also, and he hasn't been on here yet. We've been trying to get him on here. Our brother Marcus, he is also a whiz behind the camera, videography and photography. He's awesome, y'all. He does little mini movies that he puts on Facebook. LaMarcus Epps, look him up, and you'll
look
see some of the things
he's
doing. Yeah, Smooches. Smooches Photography. Yep, that is him.
Yeah, gift. You know, what did they say? Eye for it. Okay. Now, I used to, listen, he was doing the, oh my God, is it Jason?
Yes.
Jason. I was watching all of them. Yeah, we're a very talented family. It's like a one-stop shop. Whatever it is that you need or you're trying to get done, believe me, we know somebody. We know somebody. How about that?
Yep. Hmm. All right, so who's next? I think that would be you, huh?
Yeah. They already know me, girl. I'm on the show. So let's get me. And let's go to the next line, which is Jessica.
Wait a minute. No, I don't think they know everything, though.
Girl, we only
they know,
got
they
like
know.
45 minutes left. Let me listen.
Hey, just hit a little bit on each one.
Okay, let me go real fast.
Just a little bit.
All right.
I mean, we say one-stop shop. They need to know what all they could get at that one stop.
Okay. I'm a podcaster. I do advertising, ads. I do anything with graphics, video ads, flyers, let's see, all of that. Sound bites for radio shows, all kinds of stuff. I do video shows, like talk shows. I produce those, produce podcasts, music. I just started making beats and all that good stuff. So one of my songs I produce myself. Okay, then, so boom, that's done. So then I do art, woodwork and painting, canvas painting, charcoal, lead, Indian ink, Conti lead, artwork, if you know what that is. Okay. I do that. I do bottle art. Let's see. Bottle art, vinyl, t-shirts, t-shirt design, logo design, web design. Oh, my God. Yeah, that. And I do dominoes, well, really anything that has to do with resin. I do tabletop. I'm starting to do the little pyramid triangle thingies with the dried flowers and all that stuff in it. Let's see what else. That's a lot. So let's say art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Singer-songwriter, gospel artist, two projects out on SoundCloud, R&B as well. That music is on SoundCloud.
But it is. She also does hair and makeup.
Yeah, we just do that. Yes. Let me tell y'all why it all happened. It happened that way because when you can't find somebody to do it, I was taught do it yourself. Boom. There it is.
Fortunately for some of us, that works. For others like me, that don't work. But, yeah. So, who's next?
Jessica.
Mm-hmm. That's the business chick.
Basically. And I did not... As far as administrative, Jessica is so organized in that area, I was confused. But she, she is so organized. Like, I do outreach, right? Jessica came in, organized all of my files, and I was blown away because you have to have a gift the way this girl did this. It was crazy. I was like, when did you do that? Then brought in a printer in a bag. When I say own it, own it. That's what she do. She know how to find stuff, too. Anything you need, you just tell her. She knows how to find it. She's resourceful. She's the person that you call when you need to get the paperwork done. That's her. Just saying.
And right now she has her regular job, but she also assists the baby in her office work, helping her with everything, you know, on point and organized. So yeah, as far as answering emails, you know, checking on things like that, yeah, that's what she does. And next Junior, right?
Yeah. Old Junior.
Yep, next is Junebug. Now, he is an artist. He has multiple albums out, and he's currently working on another one. There is one, well, actually, a couple of his songs that are out right now, and one of them is Watching the Clock, which you can find on, what do you say, Janice, all of the different music
platforms,
yeah, Watching the Clock, and then there is, the song is on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, the song.
You gonna get him on the phone?
Cool.
Huh? What did you say?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I thought she would, asking about the platform, but you're talking about a song.
Yeah, I'm talking about an actual song. He sang it at the first Southern Love Experience that we had in Texarkana. Choosy Lover.
Yeah, Choosy Lover.
That's what it is. Y'all, let me tell you. That song is awesome. The Chain. Now, Watching the Clock is off the chain too. It's on the bluesy side, and yeah, you know, it's laid back and all this. But this Choosy Lover, it's a little on the raw side, but it is so off the chain. And you got to listen for that one too. But he's been in the music business for years, and just to. At a young age, he reached a level of knowing music that most people don't get until they've been in the business for 15, 20 years, you know. He knew his voice back then, you know, when he was young, when he first started, he knew how to control his voice, and and the things that he can do with his voice, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy across the board. Yeah. So those two are the ones that are out right now. That and you can, and I tell you what, go to YouTube and you can definitely find them there, and then the other music platforms as well. But YouTube is a pretty quick way to get it.
Yeah, he has so much
now,
material.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you how much material he had. We had a get together a few years ago, and we were all in Chris's kitchen. That's the privileged one, the one that should be thankful that he was allowed to come out first. We were in his kitchen, and we were singing songs that were Billy's or Mr. So Iconic. And they were his songs, and he was like, he didn't even remember the songs. That's just how much material he had, you know. And this was when he first started out. The songs that we were singing were the ones that we learned when he first started recording. So it is crazy. He has so much material. You are definitely correct.
All I'm saying.
So much.
All I'm saying. So much material. But, you know, that's why if you Google his name, this is why I tell people, just Google his name. If you Google Billy Cook, all of his stuff come up. All of his stuff come up.
Yep.
I mean, we're still, like this, we'll be singing a song, and he is like, oh, man. You know, we're singing the full song. Because, let me tell y'all something. Some people may think differently, but his family is his biggest fan. He may not even realize that. But I got CDs from way back when that I'm still grooving to. Even on this switchboard, which we're about to play in a few minutes. Let me just throw that out there. Some of this stuff is way back in the day.
Yeah.
But it's still fresh. You know, it's still good. For real.
Yeah.
So, Zam, why don't we take a break, right, and listen to Certified Player?
Oh, no, not Certified Player. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Why don't we get familiarized again with it? Right here on 5926 Central. We'll be right back. Okay? We love you. After these messages. We'll be right back.
I would never do a wonder cause my money is long. But if you step to me wrong, then I need some. So get gone, I'm a player, certified. Women step up to my ride like I got something to hide. Hop inside, girl, you're rolling with the millionaire. When I pull up to the club, haters must be well. Look at me now, clean dress, dipped in black. 100 tops up in the back, about to stick this mac. Nigga Willie smoking Philly, a superstar like Philly. Playing my cards, I never losing, and that's on the really. What's the deal? I'm ballin' and I'm acting a fool. YG up in the place, so much ice, we cool. Here's the rule, all dicks on me. Cause out of table three, come on, everybody rock with a G. Damn boy, the name, certified is the game. I'ma say it the same, cause ain't a damn thing same. Players play on.
I'm just a player, players wanna be. Living that lavish life, platinum diamond ring. While I'm rolling love to glove, being faded never blue. The honey's a kettle is sweating me, and the whole depths out through.
Yeah. in the club, made it 7 to 5. Saying damn, them boy damn, dropping heat after heat. All my ladies get it crunk, all my fellas get it crunk. East coast, west coast, get it crunk, get it crunk. Up north, get it crunk, down south, get it crunk, get it crunk, get it crunk, down south, get it crunk.
Programming chick, that's what she does. That's what she's really good at. Now, at the moment, okay, she's doing some of the other stuff too, Honjani? Working with the resin?
Yeah, dominoes. She's making, like, candle holders. What else?
Keychains.
She showed me a whole lot of pins. She makes pins. She's, she's big. Yeah, she's big. But that computer thing, she called, you know, a couple of laptops she didn't fix for me. But, you know, we come from that family that just never, we don't say what we can't do, you know, we at least try it first, right? You know, we try it first, you know, and she really is. Shout out to Pam.
And then we, I have something going on right now, but we're going to talk about it Monday because it should be in full force Monday, next Monday, so a week away from today.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that then, but as far as right now, the only thing I'm doing is getting myself into some stuff that makes me want to pull my eyebrows out.
That's the eyebrows.
And yeah, I know. And I know how bad I need to keep them. But yeah, that's just what it is. We have another Southern Love Experience coming up.
Oh,
and
really?
For the most part, it showcases, you know, our family's talent again, you know, and it's pretty much It's a feel-good, grown and sexy, bluesy R&B mashup. You know, it's everything. And August 21st, it's in Hope, Arkansas. And I'm telling you, you guys, you don't want to miss it. The music is phenomenal. The artists are phenomenal. The live band that's performing behind the artist, it is phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
Everybody works well together. It's like everybody's been working together for years, you know. Yes. So it's something that you guys really don't want to miss. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
We don't know what the future holds like for the next month or so. But this Delta variation that's out right now, you know, it might bring along its other friends, the Alphas, the Omegas, the Zetas, all of them. So this next event may be the last one we were able to get out to for a while. So y'all need to make it your business to purchase. Go ahead and get that done. You can purchase them Cash App, Shazam 382. And this past Saturday, I was out rolling. So if you were in the area and I was coming through, then, you know, just inbox me and I'd meet you and you could pick up your ticket that way. You just go ahead and purchase your ticket that way. But if not, no problem. Just Cash App me, and we'll get it done. And if you want to shoot me a message in Messenger or on Facebook, it's Zam Witherspoon. Go ahead and shoot me a message, and we can go from there. Hey, Daddy.
I want to get one toy.
You want to get one toy? Okay, this is grandchild moment, y'all. I apologize. You want to get one toy? Okay, well, you're going to have to ask Pops. See what Pop says.
Where my teen heel?
I don't know, honey. Go get a toy. That's all he wanted to hear. Apparently, he had already asked somebody else, and they told him no. So then he came to me. So anyway, but this is something you don't want to miss. I don't consider this as a talent for me. I just love music. And I think our family is an awesome group of musicians. Okay, I'll be in a second. And I think the world should see us. That's all it is. So, yeah. So nothing spectacular on my end. I'm just helping showcase our family's talent. That's it.
She likes to downplay it. But listen, it's a gift. I'm going to tell you right now. I know a lot of people put stuff together. It'd be a horrible, hideous mess. All I'm saying. Listen, the first event that you put together, my God, it was, oh, my God.
But hold on. This is not something that is done by me, by myself.
Okay.
The family is off the chain. The family is off the chain.
But everybody plays their part. Right. So everybody plays their part, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So for the part that you do, which is the whole thing, listen, organizing it, putting it together, and being the boss lady, okay? All right. We're not going to downplay a thing. No, we are not.
Okay, we're not going to downplay it. But everybody plays their part, and if it weren't for somebody, if it were not for someone challenging the yellow Skittle, we would not be in this position to where we have a yellow and a possible red. So, yeah.
Okay. So. Listen, y'all, this picture show thing, I'm telling y'all right now, off of the chain. You know, for years I have prayed that our family would come together and do the dang thing. And guess what? It is happening. It's happening. And it's wonderful. It is wonderful. All the gifts and talents in this family. It amazes me sometimes when I sit down and I think about all the things that we all do. And I know that one day, y'all look out for it. We're gonna get a building. And I'm speaking this because this is gonna happen. We're gonna get a building. Everybody is gonna be in that building, in their own space, doing their own thing with one common goal, which is to be the best that you can be at what you do and to celebrate one another. Okay? This is what a lot of families lack. A lot of families love to compete with each other within the family and do not realize that this is what tears the family apart. You know, when you don't understand that
right.
I do what I do and you do what you do and we bring this thing together and we work the same like it goes and everything good comes out of it. That's what's powerful, you know. But hey.
Okay, so real quick, Janice, the grandkids are doing their thing too.
Come on.
So, Crystal's daughter, her oldest daughter, she's an artist. She draws off the chain. She's in anime, and that's what she does. Crystal, Chris, Pam. Napoleon, you. So we have Mari, Darion, and Simone. All three of them are doing their thing. You know, Darion, I'm going to let you elaborate.
Darion is a rapper, singer, producer. He produces for different artists. He produces his own music. He mixes and masters, shoots videos, all of that. All of it. Boom. Done.
Simone?
Oh, Simone. Graphics. She's good at graphics. She can sing, you know? But
and I know I do quite a few of my flyers for different events that I've had.
Oh, yeah, she's off the chain with the flyer maker. Flyers, business cards, logos. She made this lady a bad logo for her business. I think it was like a baby or something. Something. Anyway, it was bad to the bone. It was bad. And she's very, very good. She has an eye for that type of stuff, you know? And,
yeah.
Let's see. We go to Mari, right? We already know that Mari is the singer. Mari is the singer. But she's finding out that she can do more than that. I'm going to tell you this. Mari is a workaholic. I'm not going to lie to you. Mari is a workaholic. But her passion is singing. That's her passion. I just found out that she raps. I heard one of her raps, you know.
What?
Yes, she's cold with the rapping, right? I can't some of her lyrics are a little rough to me. But overall, she's something else. Because the first time she told me she was rapping, I was like, right? So I went into the studio with
right.
her, and she was like, Mama, listen to this. She said, Mama, it's a little bit of cursing. So I want you to be prepared. I said, go ahead then, you know. And boom, we dropped the track. She got the going. I said, what in the world is happening here? I was very, very impressed. Very impressed. Oh, and then Simone is a songwriter. And she helps write, you know, when they get in the studio together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Oh, did we say Quaylen?
No, we did not.
Okay, Playlist.
He's a band artist too.
Yeah, he's anime too. Well, I got Quaylen. Quaylen wanted to draw. He wanted to draw action heroes, X-Men, and all that. So he asked me to teach him how to draw muscles and all that kind of stuff. And so he just went from there. So he does graffiti, anime, and X-Men. You know, Marvel, DC, that type of artwork. Oh, and he raps too. So he raps and he sings. So he did a song dedicated. Well, I didn't know he could sing like he sings. So he made a song for me. Awesome. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening here? So then they played for me one of his raps, and I was like, okay, because you know sometimes you be like, okay, you rap, okay, whatever, okay, I support you, but when you sit in the studio and you rocking and you saying this is bad, you know what I'm saying? You know, bad is the word.
Yeah.
And you realize, dang, this talent just hit everybody. You know, it hit everybody. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your turn.
As far as I think these are the last ones. As far as mine, or my oldest, is a photographer, Genius 7 Photography, and he also is a videographer as well, but photography is his passion. He is an integral part of what I will be talking to y'all about Monday, and I'll explain all of that Monday. And then my oldest daughter is, she is cosmetology. She's doing nails and eyelashes and all that stuff. That's her passion. So that's what she's doing. That and those dogs of hers. I was thinking at one point that she was really going to try and open up a doggy daycare or a doggy playpen or something like that for dogs to come and hang out, like a doggy park or something like that, because she loves those dogs so much, but she stuck with the cosmetology side of things. And then my second oldest daughter, Renee, is into candles. Is into candles. And she creates her own candles at home. And you can find her on Facebook. It's Renee Shepherd, and just go on there and see what she has. And then I forgot to mention that my oldest daughter, Lynn, she also does locks. She does hair. So for those who would like to have locks, you know, she does those as well. Family businesses go, that's the gist of what everybody has going on. So it's not just us siblings. It's also our children as well. And we forgot the main one, Janice.
Yeah.
Sister Cook.
Oh, my God.
You know,
no.
She's in her proposal. Yeah. I know she's in her proposal, her whole proposal thing right now. And for all of y'all, if this is your first time listening, Sister Cook is our mom. And trust me, we have a reason for calling her that. And it's not bad at all.
Catch the previous show.
Yeah. So she's into puzzles. She's always been into puzzles. But now she's getting into completing puzzles and finishing them for finishing them to sell. So between her and my brother, they're working together to where she finishes the puzzles and he frames them up. And it's a really good combination. So, yeah, so even she's getting in on the monetizing your talent. So, but everybody's getting it in. And when I talk to y'all Monday, I'll fill y'all in on the rest.
I want to say something. It's completely off the topic, but I have to say something because today is Monday. I haven't even made it to Tuesday, but I have been downloaded so much information that I probably should have gotten off the air 30 minutes ago because I'm at maximum overload. Let me say this. When we were coming up, and we went to this church called King's Glory Holiness Church, and this church was a Jim Jones, a hood Jim Jones. It was a cult. It was a business. It was a racket. It was, now don't get me wrong, people that was there that believed in Jesus Christ received Jesus Christ, okay? Because bottom line is, if you seek after him, he will come, okay? He will show up. So that this is not towards you. I just received some information in my text messages. Glory, listen. In the text messages, it brought up one of the old gang members that used to run the church. Okay. Hello, Sam, you there? One of the old gang members. His criminal record has crossed my desk, and it says that in 2016, he called a case for soliciting prostitution. Now, what I want to say is we have to be very, very careful at who we say we are. We have to do that. His church took a whole bunch of people through stuff that was very, very unnecessary. Because I feel like this, if you want to live a street life, go out there and live it. Go do it. Hey, do it. Do it with your boots on. All I'm saying, do it. Stop dragging people into your nonsense. Now, I want to just put this out there for those that may play this back, okay? You get away with nothing. You will get away with nothing, okay? All right, I'm done. Okay, so back to this gift and the challenge of family that we have. My
uh-huh.
And Sam, I will be sending you that text message. This family is so gifted and talented. That's one of the obstacles that this family overcame to become, well, like they say, we had to pass through there. I'll say it like that. And to become such major moguls, I speak that. We are so gifted and talented that type of situation could not hold us. I don't care what goes on with your family. If you're listening right now and you have a super talented family and y'all went through a whole bunch of bullcorn when y'all were kids, it didn't kill me, right? It made me stronger. It gave me wisdom, right? And I'm better for it, right? And pursue after things. There's different things that come into your life to break families up, to cause families to have different isms and schisms and problems and issues and all kinds of stuff woven into the quilt of your life. this is the thing. You
right.
Can cut the quilt. You can burn the quilt up. You can cut it up. You can burn it up, right? And you can buy a new one. Okay? You don't have to allow these things to become a stumbling block or become a crutch or to become an issue or burden in your life. Let me tell you, if I was to really, really tell y'all what I'm talking about, don't let nothing break your family up. Fight for your family. Stand up for your family and do what you need to do for your family. Because when all the dust
right.
settles, because I want to throw this at you. The one thing you could not pick in this life is your family. You didn't have an option, okay? You can pick your spouse. You can pick your shoes. You can even pick if you want to wear drawers or if you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't.
You can't pick your family. Pookie is your family. Get over it, okay? Learn how to love the family that you have, okay? Because there's some folk out there, if you don't get yourself together, there's some folk out there that'll make you drink the Kool-Aid. Before you know it, drink the Kool-Aid, and your whole life is crazy, okay?
All right, I'm good. Okay, don't drink the Kool-Aid and practice bozoism.
See, and that's another thing. All of this that was what it was, man. It was bozoism.
Yep.
I didn't know I'm talking in codes right now, but they know what I'm talking about. That's bozoism. That whole situation is bozoism. And you 70 some years old and you still a bozo.
Yep.
I told my brother that is talking to me right now in my text message. I told him if you need us to show up, the ex King of Glory people kids that's grown, real grown now. If you need us to stand outside with picket signs, we're standing outside with you. Because I got to tell, oh my God, Jim, I got to talk to you when I get off this phone. Listen, I'm confused, whatever. Okay? If my family's in this situation, I'm out there, I don't care if I'm by myself, with a picket sign, with somebody's face blown up, poster size, I'm there. Because this bozoism, some of y'all got bozoism going on in your life. This got to stop. This is the end of that. That's the end of that. That's the end of that. It's time for somebody to stand up and say, wake up. That's over with. That was back in the day. We're done with that. We're not doing that. Not at all.
Nope, not at all.
No, I can't even. I'm out of there for the rest of the show. Go ahead. My mind is like blown right now. Okay, I'm out of there.
Blown, ain't it?
Girl, my whole brain has come out through my nose, walked down the hallway, outside to the middle of the street, waiting for a car. That's where my brain is right now.
Okay, it was great hanging out with y'all tonight. If y'all didn't hear earlier, I have my little great grand bambinos here with me, so I'm gonna have to call it a night so I can spend some time with them before I have to get ready for work tomorrow. So y'all have an awesome rest of your week, and we will see you again here next Monday, 8 p.m. Central. Janice?
All right, y'all. Do not participate in bozoism. Do not do it. You know, we used to watch a commercial on TV that had a cast iron skillet. They cracked the egg. They broke it over in the skillet, and they said, this is your brain on drugs, okay? This is your brain on bozoism. Okay?
Bozoism.
Don't do it. Bozoism. Don't listen. Just say no. It's okay. It's okay. Just say no. We love y'all, but we gotta go. Peace out.